The Work Lab podcast from Microsoft answers the questions that keep business leaders up at night. Like, how can I reinvent processes for the AI era, from customer service to sales to HR? How can I prepare for AI to fundamentally transform jobs, companies, industries, and the whole economy? Don't panic, tune in. Each episode of Work Lab brings you the top experts, hard data, and actionable insights to help you future-proof your organization. Check out Work Lab, that's W-O-R-K-L-A-B, no spaces, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Charlie Herman here, host of Business Insider's podcast brought to you by. We know you listen to This Is Success for conversations with some of today's most inspiring leaders to hear stories about how they did it and what advice they have. Well, for the next few weeks, we're leaning into that advice part and presenting conversations I'm having with corporate coaches and workplace experts. We call this series Insider Edge on the Job. You can find more conversations like the one that's coming up at our website, bit.ly/insider-edge. Some of the topics include how to nail a job interview over Zoom or how mentorships can make the workplace less toxic. We think they're really relevant to helping you find success at work. Again, that's bit.ly/insider-edge. There's also a link in the episode description. From Business Insider, this is Insider Edge on the Job. I'm Charlie Herman. The coronavirus pandemic has hurt the economy, shuttered businesses, and led to widespread layoffs. And if that's happened to you, you know what it feels like. It's not only losing a paycheck, but in some instances, losing a sense of self. Susan Peppercorn is an executive and career coach who guides people through transitions, and she told me there's a reason for that.
We're losing not only the job, we're losing a community of people, some of whom are friends. We're losing our income. In some cases, we're losing health insurance, and we're losing our identity. And all of these things happen at once, and we have no control over it, none whatsoever.
How do you counsel people in this, you know, age of anxiety about the fact that they could lose their job at any point?
Well, the way that I would before the coronavirus, which means this, that we are responsible for our own careers no matter what, and that we have to be in control of our own careers, because the days of companies and organizations taking care of us are long, long gone.
It sounds like you're saying you should be prepared at any moment you could be let go. You always need to be thinking about what are next steps for you if you want to have a career.
Yeah, that's what I am saying.
That's a little, I don't know, there's an element of how does that foster loyalty, or you want to invest in a company if you're also kind of thinking, wow, at any point they could let me go.
Well, it doesn't really foster loyalty, but loyalty can be built in different ways. It can be built in communities that you choose to build and that you choose to foster. And those communities can be built in an organization where you work, but it doesn't have to be slavish loyalty
to the company itself.
To the company itself, exactly.
So if you know or you sense that there could be layoffs coming to your organization, how do you best prepare yourself? Can you?
Yes, you can. You know, what I find with people that I work with, the single biggest regret that I hear about is that they did not keep their network refreshed. Because, you know, when you're working, you know, you're busy doing your job and you don't think that it's important to network, especially, you know, if you're working and you have a family and there are other things that you're doing outside of work.
And you got a good job and you think things are going fine.
Right. But the single biggest regret that people tell me about is that they didn't continue to network while they were working.
it's sort of like having a rainy day fund, like always kind of being ready that something could go wrong.
Yes, but it's more than that, I would say, Charlie. It's really about building relationships, because when you call it a rainy day fund, it sounds a little, I don't know, callous in a way, you know, that you're building this fund just to have people there if you need them in case goes wrong. But that's not really the goal of having a network. The goal of having a network is to give to that network as well as to take from that network.
You started going through like things that you can do to be prepared if you think you're going to be laid off.
Sure. So we talked about the network. Keep a list of your accomplishments. Most people don't do this. You know, most people go through the day and their week and they're like, okay, I did this, I did that, and then they're on to the next thing. But when you have to create a resume after you've been laid off, and I've seen this hundreds of times, you know, to go back and think through a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago is extremely difficult to remember back over periods of time. But if you keep a list on a daily and a weekly basis of things that you accomplished, and I'm talking about where you've made an impact, like an action that you took and what resulted from that action, you know, a business result, it will be so much easier for you to construct that resume when you need it. And, you know, if you have a resume, update it periodically and keep a fully fleshed out LinkedIn profile. Have a good photograph. You know, have an about section, which a lot of people don't use. Even if you don't suspect that you're going to be laid off, but just as a best practice to keep your branding fresh. Then if it happens, you'll be prepared and you're not scrambling, you know, at the 11th hour, especially when you're in emotional crisis.
Yeah, when you're in a state of what do I do, and you suddenly have to think I have to update my LinkedIn profile and write a description about myself.
Especially when you're not feeling good about yourself.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What do you advise people that when they're in that moment that they have just been told that they're being let go, how do they respond? What should they say? What should they do?
Take a deep breath. You know, you're going to be overwhelmed by emotion. Most people are. Some people cry. The reality is you are shell-shocked. And so the best thing that you can do is to say nothing. And in fact, you can say to the employer when you're told that you would like to go home.
You don't recommend trying to negotiate there in the moment to
Absolutely
try to save
not.
Your job. Why?
Absolutely. Because 99.9% of the time you can't do anything about it. Usually these are business-driven decisions that have nothing to do with the performance of the person that it's happening to. Now, especially now around the pandemic, the reasons for layoffs have nothing at all to do with the people being affected. These are purely business decisions. And I think that that's really important for the person being affected to remind themselves of, because there's a lot of self-recrimination that goes along with being laid off.
It's sort of like what you hear when you're dating, but this time it's true. It's not about you. It's about them, the company. Susan says there's still some things that you can do in this situation, like asking your employer if you can send out the announcement of your departure.
You want to take control as much as possible of the messaging around your leaving.
You also want to check to see if your manager will agree to be a reference for you if your next employer is looking for one.
You don't want a written letter. Those are pretty much worthless.
Susan has developed a checklist of steps to take as soon as you've been laid off, starting with unemployment insurance.
You do qualify for unemployment unless you've been let go for cause. Let's say, you know, you've stolen money from the company and you're being fired, okay? And I'm using the word fired deliberately.
Which is different than laid off.
That's different than a layoff. Then you're not eligible. But under every other circumstance, if there's been a downsizing, if there's been a restructuring, you are eligible for unemployment. And I want to add to that, even if you're going to receive severance, which in some cases employees are eligible for, if you get a lump sum severance package, you are still eligible to collect unemployment the day after your last day of employment.
What are other questions that you need to ask, if not right in the moment you've been laid off, but very shortly afterwards?
So you need to ask when you're going to receive your last paycheck. Are you going to get paid for unused vacation time? You need to ask if you're going to receive severance.
Are companies required to provide severance?
No, but you certainly can ask for it.
Is it negotiation possible either to get one or even to get more?
Yes, in both cases, especially if you're at a senior level. You need to ask if you're at a senior level. You need to ask about stock and stock options. The other thing you need to be aware of is whether there is a non-compete clause, either in your employment contract or in your severance agreement. So if you have a severance agreement, don't just sign it. Have an employment attorney look it over, because you don't want to be bound and restricted by a non-compete clause, which could make it very difficult for you to get reemployed in the same industry.
If you are negotiating for more money and the company just won't provide it to you when you've been laid off, what are other things that you could try and negotiate for to help smooth the process of being let go?
Okay, so that's a good question. You could ask for career transition services. The lingo in the industry is called outplacement services. So that's how HR, human resources people refer to it. Services provided by individuals or companies that help people with things like resumes, how to look for jobs. So that is definitely something that can be asked for that is not necessarily offered unless someone will ask for it.
And what about healthcare?
What often happens with healthcare is that an employee will go on something called COBRA, which is a continuation of healthcare benefits. But from the employee perspective, it's much more expensive than what they would have been paying in as an employee of the company. So what they should be asking for is a continuation of their healthcare plan for a period of time as it had existed previously.
Okay, and then what about if you've been fortunate enough to have some sort of retirement account? What should you think about when you're laid off?
Can you completely fund it, you know, for the year if you're laid off before the end of the calendar year?
Meaning if you're laid off in March, could you put in all the money you were planning to put in your 401k to December at that point in March?
Yes. You can ask your employer if that's something that you can do. So that's one thing. And then you should talk to a financial advisor about what the specifics are about how long you have to roll over that 401k and whether you can keep it in your previous employer's investment system.
These are all specific things you can do once you've learned that you're being laid off and you're not going to have a job. But part of being laid off, as we've talked about, is there's the emotional component to it. It's like you are going through five stages of grief, and there's maybe out of six one, embarrassment. So how do you prepare emotionally? What advice do you give long-term going forward to just cope with the fact that you have been laid off from your job?
I think the biggest thing that I would recommend is to resist self-criticism. That's number one. When something like this happens, our minds are naturally going to go to, what could I have done differently? What could I have done to prevent this from happening? Pull yourself out of that. You know, stop reliving it. Number two is really take action. So a lot of those things we were talking about, Charlie, apply for unemployment, update your resume, talk to your friends and family about what happened, start to activate your network, refresh your LinkedIn profile, take stock of your finances. All of these things will give you a sense of, I'm in control, I can do these things. Yes, something happened to me that I didn't have control over, but these are things that I can do to take back control over my own life and my own career.
Susan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Susan Peppercorn is an executive career coach at Positive Workplace Partners. Her article in the Harvard Business Review is titled, 7 Questions to Raise Immediately After You're Laid Off. We have a link at our website, bit.ly/insideredge. And if you'd like to hear more episodes in our Insider Edge on the Job series, you'll find them at that same website, again, bit.ly/insideredge. And if there's an issue that you're having at work or a topic you'd like us to tackle, let us know. Send an email to audio@insider.com. Or even better, record a voice memo with your question and then email that to us. We just might use it in an upcoming episode. Finally, if you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to check out another great podcast from Business Insider called Brought to You By. It's about the brands you know and the stories you don't. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Insider Edge on the Job is produced by Julia Press and Sarah Wyman. Music is from Audio Network. Sarah Wyman is our showrunner. I'm Charlie Herman. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.